Love that came out, what, 2-3 years ago now? As well as something from the Connecticut psychedelic soul trio, the Step Kids. I'll also slap on a track from the fourth studio album from Electric Light Orchestra, going back to 1974, their album El Dorado. It's out there shining. Who loves the sun? Not everyone? Let's begin with classic Velvet Underground.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Not everyone. Ba, 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 ba. Flowers, who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
I don't wanna end. Thank you. and it looks like summer days ain't coming back. The radio turned off, and
Laredo Tornado. That's Electric Light Orchestra from the album El Dorado, 1974. Those of you familiar with the Kenneth Anger film Inauguration of the Pleasure Dome, the most famous version of it includes the soundtrack of Janacek's Glycolytic Mass. But there have been other soundtracks. I think Jimmy Page did one at one time. But I'm just reading in 1978, Kenneth Anger released a version of Inauguration of the Pleasure Dome, with the soundtrack being Electric Light Orchestra's El Dorado. Before that, the Step Kids out of Connecticut with Shadows on Behalf from their debut album on Stone's Throw Records. Wilco doing Sun Loathe from The Whole Love. And the Velvet Underground beginning the program with Who Loves the Sun, the opening track from their release Loaded. It's 17 minutes past the hour. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, partly sunny, a high of around 92 degrees or so. 30% chance of showers overnight, and an even better chance tomorrow, a 70% chance of rain on Wednesday. Currently it's 91, a few clouds here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A reminder that a poetry reading will be held this Thursday, August 15th, from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Thinstead Center over on 268 Church Street in Grand Coteau. Patrice Melnick sponsoring this, as she does many events. It will feature the poetry of Carol Rice and Craig Collette. And again, this is 7 to 9 at the Thinstead Center, Church Street, Grand Coteau, Louisiana. For more information, you can call Patrice at 337-254-9695. And the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Dinner with Friends will be performed at Cité des Arts beginning August 30th and will run through September 8th. Reservations can be made by calling 291-1122 or the website citedesarts.org. We've got music up ahead from the group from Amsterdam getting some buzz lately. They are a band called Nosoyo. We'll hear a track from Just Before the Faint, their latest release. We'll also hear something from Lafayette's own Cones of Uncertainty, but also from Lafayette, taken from their new one, Music for Villains. These Are Fights. A tune they call Out There, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. We'll be right back.
much sleep. I should just sleep. My fear is rising. The fear is rising. And I've been chasing.
Lustful stabs for fidelity. I open the door? Will she step inside? I open the door. Will she step inside?
Couple of local bands sound sandwiching a group from Amsterdam, from Lafayette, Cones of Uncertainty, right there with Dark Passenger. Before that, from Amsterdam, Nosoyo doing Smoke Signals, taken from their new album Just Before the Faint, and Fights doing Out There from Music for Villains, their brand new one. A playlist for this and other locally produced shows is on the website at krvs.org. Archive podcasts, safe and easy way to pledge your support, so much more. Contact information, all that at krvs.org. You can also send requests, questions, inquiries at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, we're heading to E-Town. Today's guests include Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin. And Sue Schieffler will be guest on The Exchange today with Cheryl Castile. That's coming up at 1 o'clock right here on Public Radio, KRVS 88.7. We're going to take a vintage psychedelic trip for a good chunk of the second hour. We'll go back to that Doors album, Waiting for the Sun. Hadn't heard that in a while. Played a track last week. Got some good response. We'll do something else from the Doors. We'll also go back to psychedelic Rolling Stones, as well as some Procol Harum and the Boston-based band Listening. That's all coming up in the next few minutes. But let's start off with some Jefferson Airplane, San Francisco Sounds from the album Crown of Creation. This is a David Crosby number. Something called Triad.
how it will be. Me and him, or you and me. You both stand there, your long hair flowing, eyes alive, your mind still growing, saying to me, what can we do now that we both love you? You too. I don't really see why can't we go on as three. You are afraid, embarrassed too. No one has ever said such a thing to you. Your mother's ghost stands at your shoulder, face like ice, a little bit colder, saying to you, you cannot do that, it breaks all the see. Why can't we go on as three? We love each other, it's plain to see. There's just one answer that comes to me. Sister lovers, water brothers, and in time maybe others. So you see, what we can do is to try something new. If you're crazy too, don't really see why can't we go on as three.
again and again. Take me, Spanish caravan. Yes, I know you can.
Thank you.
1971, that's classic Procol Harum, Simple Sister. Before that, orchestral psychedelic Stones, She's a Rainbow from their Satanic Majesty's Request. The Doors doing Spanish Caravan from Waiting for the Sun. And we began with the number by David Crosby, as interpreted by Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane, the tune Triad from the album Crown of Creation. This is the Boston-based band Listening. They included Michael Chutin, keyboardist, vocalist, bassist Walter Powers, and Peter Malick, who is a producer-engineer. Many of you know his work with, of course, Norah Jones's breakthrough projects. From their album Listening, this is Baby, Where Are You?
Thank you.
Wow, man. The phase-shifting grooviness of the Boston-based group Listening with Baby, Where Are You? Thanks to Bill Battiston, our good listener from Lake Charles, who turned me on to that one. That one totally went by my radar back in the late 60s. Stay tuned. Coming up, it's E-Town, again featuring Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin today. And then Cheryl Castile is in with The Exchange at 1 o'clock with her guest Sue Scheifler. That's coming up all right here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. Don't forget this evening, it's later this afternoon, we've got PRI's The World. We've got Judith Merriweather's Après Midi segments, All Things Considered, Fresh Air with Terry Gross, From the Top with Christopher O'Reilly, Night Train Jazz with John Green, and Passport to Modern Jazz with the Jean McGarnier. All coming up later today here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back. We'll do this again tomorrow.